folks, the economy's in the crapper. British Airways is asking people to work for free. Catherine Sebelius is telling the children to line up for the swine flu shot. First come, first serve. They're actually going to be turning the schools into makeshift shot centers. Oh, that's going to be lovely. We're just going to have the whole neighborhood come in. And don't think they're not going to be threatening you, saying your kid must take it to attend school. These are just some of the headlines that are out there. Can you believe this? British Airways asking their staff, their entire staff, to work for free for a month. How do you survive working free for 30 days? How do you pay your bills? How do you support your family? I mean, this is just disgusting. First of all, the airlines are charging an exorbitant amount of money for their services. You have to pay $25 now to bring a bag onto the plane. That's both ways. It's either a, that's one bag. You know, that's a $50 add-on. They said it was because of the gas. Oh, the gas prices. We need to do this for the gas. Well, the gas went down. And those fees never stopped. Now British Airways asked staff to work for free. British Airways has asked its 40,000 person staff to work without pay for up to a month. Up to a month. Again, folks, there's only 12 months in a year. Can you imagine? This is almost, I mean, this is like almost a tenth of somebody's salary gone, cut off. How are they supposed to survive? The group, which made a record $401 million loss in 2008 amid surging fuel prices and collapse in premium fare passengers, is seeking to reduce costs dramatically and has already offered staff unpaid leave or reduction in hours. You know, the economy all around us is really getting to a crashing point. And there was a couple of mainstream articles out there today talking about how Russia and Europe are meeting for the collapse of the global economy, but there's no Westerners in there. We'll get to that later as well. You know, we tell you that everything you do on the internet is literally track, traced, and databased along with what you do on your cell phone. Well, this is out of the New York Times only moments ago. Extent of email surveillance renews concerns in Congress. The National Security Agency is facing renewed scrutiny over the extent of its domestic surveillance program, with critics in Congress saying its recent intercepts of the private telephone calls and email messages of Americans are broader than previously acknowledged, current and former officials said. What do you mean it's broader? It has been open knowledge since January of 2006, that they have a secret room at all telecommunication companies. Let's say it again. A secret room at all telecommunication companies in this country that databases everything you do, every search you type in, every website that you're on, every IM you make. And then on top of that, your cell phone is surveilling you when you don't even know it. It just came out, I think we reported on it 2 weeks. Two weeks ago, when you use your iPhone and it has that little collapsing bar, it's actually taking a snapshot that goes into your cache, that goes into your temporary folder. And if they want, and probably do because they probably track, trace, and database every single thing that goes on your phone. That doesn't mean that there's a human being listening. That means it goes through software like Promise or Carnivore. And then from there, it goes to actual intelligence officials. You know, when they find these keywords, these phrases, that's when it gets seen by human eyes or heard by human ears. And it's very dangerous because the infrastructure is only being built up, 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 and away. That's why they're training the Boy Scouts to go after domestic terrorists, 14 to 17-year-olds. And what are they doing? They're carrying mock shotguns and mock rifles. And by the way, we're going to get into some new military technology that is just crazy. Where do you see this gun? It's basically curving bullets going through like something out of an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. Where is it? I have so many stories in front of me. But it's just unbelievable. And you'll see those on the streets probably in 10 to 15 years with nice police officers in black uniforms. I mean, they're already so scared that we're going to go over multiple stories of them killing dogs, tasering a chihuahua, and then gunning it down. You got to be a real tough guy to see that chihuahua, you know, that 3-pound animal, as a physical threat. And after you tase the dog, it's just not enough. You got to put two in its head. It's unbelievable, but it's true. I mean, truth is stranger than fiction, folks. We're going to be back after this. We're going to take your calls this hour. Richard Gage coming up in the second hour, and then your calls in the third hour. 866-582-9933. Let's talk about this technopoly that is being just thrown in our faces at this point. It's the Info Warrior.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about a dollar a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea.
Sabella says kids may get swine flu shots first. See, they're going to go after your kids, and they're going to go after you with color of law first. They're going to say your kids have to have it or they can't attend school. You see, we're in level 6. If you get the piggy flu, you could die. Oh, the dangerous piggy flu. School children could be the first in line for swine flu vaccine this fall. And schools are being put on notice that they might even turn into shot clinics. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, Little Miss Bilderberg herself, 2 years running, said Tuesday she is urging school superintendents around the country to spend the summer preparing for that possibility if the government goes ahead with mass vaccinations. This is something we reported on over 2 months ago. Meredith Vieira of the Today Show talking about a three-spot shot flu where you have to take 3 mandatory injections. And remember, when you're under WHO level 6, UN international government programs, you don't have any individual human rights. You have quarantines. You have off-site drugs that don't have to work. You have compulsory vaccinations, all under the guise of international law and globalism, the greater good. Well, that's a bunch of Johnny nonsense. If you think about vaccinating kids, schools are the logical place, Sabellis told the Associated Press. No decision has been made yet on whether how to vaccinate millions of Americans against the new flu strain that the WHO last week formally dubbed a pandemic. First time in 41 years. Let me repeat that. 41 years. Meaning it is now circulating the globe unchecked. But the U.S. is pouring money into development of vaccine in its anticipation of giving at least some people the shots. Remember, they're planning on 4.9 billion vaccinations. There's, 6 billion people in the world. 4.9 billion vaccinations. Put that in your head, okay? That's 5 out of every 6 of us. 5 out of every 6 of us are supposed to take this shot. And if you don't think they're going after the Westerners first, you're wrong. Meanwhile, out of the Mayo Clinic, only like 2 weeks ago, they did, it was out of Minnesota, they did a study. Oh, if you take the flu vaccine, you're only 3 times more likely to get the flu. Only 3 times? Yeah, you know, inject me. That sounds great. You know, I'm going to pay you to inject me with something that's 3 times more likely to get me sick. And this is going to be on a whole nother level. They're hyping this up beyond hype. They got pigs on the cover of magazines, CFR members saying that if you think that this could be, you know, genetically engineered, you hate the Jews. Go watch the Colbert Report clip. It's just beyond disgusting. Want to shift gears here. I was talking about this Army rifle. New Army rifle fires laser-guided smart bullets with onboard targeting chips. Yeah, you think you're going to have a shot with militias against this kind of a military? This is out of POPSCI.com, and it is unbelievable. You look at it, first of all, they gear it up. So it's pretty much cloaked with the soldier. It would be hard to describe a bullet as smart, but what if that bullet was laser guided? You know what this reminds me of? I can't remember which Schwarzenegger flick it is, guys, but it's the one where he has the fight with the alligator and it's with Vanessa Williams, the former Miss America. And it's not a great Arnold Schwarzenegger picture, but he basically, which one? It's not True Lies. True Lies is way cool, man. True Lies is the one with, what's his name, Tom Arnold, your best buddy, the guy who did your phone message there. Anyway, this one, in the movie, basically what it did is it heat sinked the entire house. He could see with the heat sinking goggles. We already have that in the military. And then the bullets would go through walls and they would be seeked as well. And they would hit the people. And this movie could only be maybe, I want to say it's about 15 years old. It was a decent one. Hopefully I'll find the article, but from fiction, from sci-fi to reality, here it is. It's hard to describe a bullet as smart, but what if the bullet was laser-guided, radio-controlled, and carried an onboard targeting CPU? The U.S. Army has announced the creation of the XM-25 rifle, which can fire a new type of explosive round that fit that exact description. Imagine the implications, hitting targets inside buildings or hiding around the walls. Whoa! First, the scope of the rifle has a laser that gauges the distance to the target. The soldier then can set exactly where the 25-millimeter bullet will detonate by adding and subtracting 3 meters from that point. Then the scope will send a radio signal to a chip inside the bullet, telling it how far it should travel before exploding. Now, here's where things get truly nuts. Each bullet has a small magnetic transducer that interacts with the Earth's magnetic field, generating a tiny alternating current every time it spins as it speeds towards the target. Measured against the gun's specialty calibrated rifling, this means the bullet can keep track of how far it has traveled in real time. Whoa again. The Army has proposed the uses can range from hitting enemies hidden in trenches, as pictured above, or even hitting a sniper hiding in a building by setting the range about a meter beyond that window. They are also proposed as smarter alternative to grenade launchers. Remember, these are exploding bullets, which can serve as the same purpose but less accurate and have a limited range, making them more prone to collateral damage. The Army will begin field tests with the XM-25 system soon, with hopes of deploying it into regular duty by 2012. This is the new military. You think you're going to be able to get one of those at your local gun shows? No, not going to happen. You will never have this weapon unless you were in the military. I guarantee you that. I want to get into the CIA mistaken on high-value detainee document shows. Basically, you know, just torturing another phony Al-Qaeda member. They said, they always tell you, oh, we got the number 2 and the number 3 Al-Qaeda guy. Right now, the number 2 guy is a Mossad agent, Adam Perlman. Okay? I know he just talked about his Jewish roots. Give me a break. Give me a break. An Al-Qaeda associate captured by the CIA and subjected to harsh interrogation techniques said his jailers later told him they had mistakenly thought he was the number three man in the organization's hierarchy and a partner to Osama bin Laden, according to the newly released excerpts from a 2007 hearing. They told me, sorry, we discovered that you are not number three, not a partner, and not even a fighter. Can you imagine being tortured by U.S. military for 6+ years? I mean, seriously, can you even fathom? I know I can't. I mean, I'm a big baby. If I actually get the flu, it happens maybe, I wouldn't even say I've ever gotten the flu. If I get like a fever, a 2-day fever, I'm Rumpelstiltskin. Okay. Torture for 6+ years as the number three guy, supposedly behind the boogeyman organization that attacked the World Trade Center. And you got juiced up CIA interrogators that have no idea of any kind of reality. Some of them do. Don't worry. But other guys, the lower level guys, the compartmentalized guys, they think they're fighting for America. Let's cut off his toe. He'll tell us what he knows. He knows Osama bin Laden. He does. We're going to find out right now. Unbelievable. Let's see. President George W. Bush described Abu Zubaydah in 2002. See this guy right here in 2002 as Al-Qaeda's chief of operations. It's the number two or number three guy every single time. He's the chief of operations, just like Adam Gadon is now. Again, Adam Perlman, Mossad operative. These tapes are laughable. The Washington Post this year that officials later concluded that he was a Pakistan-based fixer for radical Islam ideologues, but not a formal member of Al-Qaeda, much less one of its leaders. See, even that's probably trumped up in hype. Abu Zubaydah, a nom de guerre for Zain al-Abidin Muhammad Hussein, told the 2007 panel of military officers at the detention facility in Cuba that doctors told me that I nearly died 4 times, tortured to death almost 4 times. Can you imagine being on the brink of death 4 times? Most of you sissies out there couldn't imagine it once. You'd probably have a heart attack and actually die. I need my Jenny Light. I couldn't even deal without that in my football. What you mean? Real torture? No. We don't torture. Waterboarding ain't torture, boy. Let's see. He endured months of suffering and torture on the false premise that he was an Al-Qaeda leader. Abu Zubaydah, 38, was subjected 83 times to waterboarding, a technique that leads victims to believe they are drowning and that has been widely condemned as torture. The Palestinian was held at a secret CIA facility after his capture in Pakistan in March 2002. See, there are black sites. You notice it doesn't say Abu Ghraib prison. Do you notice that? Do you notice it doesn't say Guantanamo Bay? Because there are other places where they torture people. Don't tell me there aren't off-site black op spots where they do what they want. It's right here in print. It's in mainstream media, but I'm the nut job because I say, hey, even if they shut down, you know, Guantanamo Bay like they say they're going to, they're not shutting down all the black sites they torture people at. So don't lie to me. I am not they speak to us like we are children, little kids, like 4- and 5-year-olds. I'm not a 4-year-old, okay? My eyes are wide open. I realize you want to be in the Middle East for the rest of my life. I realize this is about world dominance. I realize this is about a new world order. And by the way, Ahmadinejad, Mr. Iran himself, again, calling for a new world order. He's done it in the past. And, you know, we reported how Iran had a new pledge to the United States to help them in the war on opium in Afghanistan. Now, Afghanistan's the main focus. The media didn't really jump on that. I don't know what to make of these elections right now, but I know that Ahmadinejad is stressing for a new world order with less U.S. control, and that is exactly what they want. They want to bring the United States down to a second world nation, at least publicly. That doesn't mean our leaders and our lords and the corporations and the government and the bankers, the banksters, if you will, aren't going to be at the top of this, again, technopoly. I've been calling it a technocracy. It's not. It is a technopoly. Again, you'll never have that gun. That gun will never be available to me or you or the people around us. You know who it's going to be available to? NATO forces while they come storm your household to put you in the FEMA camp. Get ready, boy. There's terror drills coming at the end of July. NLE09, you wait. You wait to see how big this is in FEMA Region 6. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Taking your calls, 866-582-9933, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
I'm not the hugest fan of Jimmy Carter. However, you know, he's done the Alex Jones show, and I really did like his the documentary about Jimmy Carter. I can't even remember what it's called, but it was all about his book tour, basically, which was about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and it was his book was entitled Peace, Not Apartheid. Well, apparently, Hamas thwarts Carter assassination. Someone tried to kill Jimmy Carter today. And that makes sense. I mean, the Israelis at least the upper echelons of that government, they're brutal. They are black ops folks. They do war by deception. It's the logo of the Mossad. So, and remember, they have a real big recruitment there because everybody does mandatory service. So they really do get to kind of pick out of the entire populace of Israel. I mean, I'm not saying that everybody can get swayed into special operations, but they at least have a look. They have a resource. Hamas reportedly foiled an attempt by Palestinian terrorists to kill former U.S. President Jimmy Carter during his visit to the Gaza Strip on Tuesday. See, it's Palestinian terrorists. I'm not sure. Israeli security sources said they had learned of plans to target Carter and had passed on the information to his security detail in real time. So how did Hamas thwart this? According to Palestinian sources, terrorists linked to Al-Qaeda, yeah, right, hit a number of bombs along a road Carter's convoy was scheduled to travel on while in the Strip. Following Carter's entry into Gaza, five men, some wearing Hamas police uniforms, removed three large black discs and found some wiring from a sand dune next to the road Carter had used. They then reportedly destroyed the improvised bombs. A uniformed officer at the scene told the Associated Press the items were indeed explosives. Security officials said soldiers on the lookout post spotted Hamas forces dismantling explosives. They said they passed a warning on to Carter's security detail. The Israelis officials spoke on the condition of anonymity because they were discussing classified information. So obviously more to the story than what they're saying. And, oh, wow, this is a extensive story on this assassination attempt on Jimmy Carter. I'm going to have to read further. All right, let's go to a couple calls. Let's jump start it tonight with Pat in Ohio. Pat, you're on the line.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I have a few questions. One of them has been really bugging me. It's about Aaron Russo.
Yeah.
I was listening to his tape with Alex today, and he was talking about how he was doing just fine back in 2006. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly he took a turn for the worse. And I'm just wondering, Alex insinuated that he may have been murdered or something, you know.
Well, you know, I can't really tell. The guy had what was diagnosed as terminal cancer a couple of times. I mean, he looked for alternative medical routes.
Yeah.
I think he went to Europe. I'm not sure if he went to Mexico. You know, it's hard to say. I mean, you know, how do I know? He had cancer. I mean, cancer does kill the majority of people out there. I can't exactly cry foul play on cancer. All I know is that while he was here, you know, he fought for liberty and justice, mad as hell, trading places, you know, exposing the stock market in a kind of funny way. And, of course, America Freedom to Fascism, which continues to have an impact to this day.
Oh, yeah, I passed out his tips. My other question was, like, Friday, Alex was talking about some of the people who died were murdered, like Pat Tillman and his unit.
Yeah, oh no doubt about that. He was shot less than 30 yards away in the head several times, fracturicide. What's that?
His unit had been knocked off, too.
Who had been knocked off?
Pat Tillman's unit told the world that, you know, he was murdered. And according to Alex, he said that days later, they were killed. Pat Tillman's people.
You know what? I have not read all the investigations into that. I do remember one of the soldiers, I think, that was in Tillman's unit, he actually was at home in California when a quote-unquote unknown gangbanger came up and gunned him down. I think it was at a barbecue, at a family barbecue. He'd gotten back from Iraq. I do remember that death, which was very suspicious as well. I thank you for the call. On the other side, we're going to go to Scott, Steve, Alex, and others, 866-582-9933. Sotomayor answers GOP as Senate braces for debate. Apparently, the GOP is bringing up Sonia Sotomayor's relationship and membership with the Belizean Grove, the answer to the Bohemian Grove. Excuse me. The Bohemian Grove doesn't admit women. And some of the upper echelon elite women do take offense to this. They want in on the plan. Some of the more power-hungry ones, I would imagine people like Hillary Clinton and others of her ilk, the cutthroat kind. Remember, yesterday we went over that article from the LA Times, psychopathic serial killers. Oh, happen to share the same personality traits as politicians. Really? I wouldn't have imagined. Well, anyway, they actually asked her about her membership to the Belizean Grove as if that's the issue. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of this quote-unquote Belizean Grove, but I think it's a bigger deal that she's a council member, a board member for La Raza. And she wrote a book called A Deadly Obsession, all about how the Second Amendment really bans guns for the majority of American citizens. Total kookery. Go check out the website right now. It's www.theinfowarrior.com.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Who gave the orders? No one asks about the crime. No one looks behind the curtain, and no one questions why. The only time we got is right about now. I cross my heart, I take the vow, I'll never turn, I'll never bend. I'm with you now until the end.
You know, I just mentioned tonight's this. It's out of Press TV. Amandine Adenajad stresses need for a new world order with less of a U.S.-centric role. And that really is the theme of this globalization, that we have to have less and less, and we're the bad guys now. The United States is now the empire that is ready to fall in the world's eyes. But, and you read this, this is a, you know, a forgotten article out of March 31st, Iran pledges Afghan help in new gesture to U.S. See, there, it looks like, to me anyway, that on some level, Iranian leadership is working behind the scenes with U.S. leadership. And I'm not even sure you could say that it's behind the scenes when there's articles like this out there. Iran offered help in combating the Afghan drug trade on Tuesday in a gesture to U.S. call for regional support in Afghanistan that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton described as promising. Now, we know that the continuity of government program, aka the shadow government, are the ones that deal the hard drugs, such as the opiates, heroin, and the stimulants, cocaine, from South America and Afghanistan. So to this, that means that Iran are really being enforcers for those that aren't, you know, straightening up and flying right in the U.S.'s eyes. So I just wanted to mention that. I hope people check out that article. And, you know, it's tough to call what exactly is happening with Iran, but I think they might be on the team. I don't know. All right, let's go to Scott in Pennsylvania. Scott, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Jason. In our area, there's going to be a mass vaccination drill for 50,000 shots in Avengrove, Pennsylvania. And, you know, the only way I knew about this was because an ex-state trooper who is a leader in the church told me about it. And
what were his viewpoints on it, by the way?
Well, you know, I don't know about you, but everybody I talk to seems to be really big into doublethink. You know, he calls black people the N-word all the time, but he voted for Obama. So I don't understand, you know, where his thinking is at. Because he's all for whatever, you know, I tell him about the plan to have kids be in Obama's army, and he says that that's a good thing because kids need a job. And, you know,
we actually mentioned that on the show yesterday, that they're going to be creating jobs out of this, and they love it because they're all going to be joining AmeriCorps, and that's something we've been predicting since the Give Act was, before the Give Act was actually passed.
So I don't know what people are thinking out there, or if they're actually are thinking, or if they're just allowing the TV to think for them.
And you know, by the way, the TV is thinking for a lot of people out there. It's disgusting. By the way, you're from Pennsylvania. I thought I'd give you the heads up. Rendell proposes income tax hike. Governor Rendell wants a temporary, yeah, right, 16% increase in the state's personal income tax. Yeah, oh, baby, you better believe it. It's out today.
There's a bill out now by Sam Rohr, and I need everybody in Pennsylvania to help this. It's to eliminate property taxes. It was a House Bill 1275, and it should do away with Rendell's stupid gambling initiative, which didn't help anything. So,
well, right now he's trying to milk you for more money while the economy is worse than ever. He's saying it's to manage the continued decline in revenues and projected budget deficit of $3.2 billion. The governor made the announcement this morning at a stop outside of Pittsburgh. He said he would raise the tax on income, which includes wages, to 3.57% from the current 3.07% for 3 years, to raise approximately $1.5 billion per year for revenue. So more taxes for us, more spending for the government, more great programs that indoctrinate the youth. I thank you for the call, Scott. Let's go to Steve in Illinois. Steve, you're on the air. Yes, sir.
Hi, this is Steve.
Hey, yes, sir.
I just wanted to appreciate, let's tell you how much I appreciate all the work that you and Alex are doing. I live in Peoria, and they say what plays in Peoria will play all over the world. And there's a bunch of us out here that listen to you guys and are kind of active in some stuff that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, like, back in the 80s when I was putting out newspaper articles about RFID chips, and mm-hmm. no one seemed to even really notice about it. And now with the Internet and through you guys, all the thoughts that I had about it are coming true, and I want to thank you for that. And I want to pass along to you that for Father's Day, I'm going to be giving – my dad's a big Obama fan.
Mm-hmm.
And to start out, I'm going to give him a copy of Zeitgeist and Loose Change just to kind of start him out. And then I'm going to give him a copy of the Obama Deception and see what he has to say about that.
Excellent, man.
Can I give a shameless plug real quick?
Go for it.
I've got a website called cybervoices.tv.
Mm-hmm.
And on it has 120 hours of streaming conspiracy and alternative thought videos.
Okay.
You basically can watch it like a TV, and it will go on for basically 5 days before it repeats.
Oh, I got you. It's kind of like the Mogillus. Hey, man, I thank you for the call, cybersecurity.tv. Excuse me. My throat is just clogged up today. Let's go to Alex in Pennsylvania. Alex, you're on the line. Yes, sir. Good.
Yeah, I'm actually intrigued by what the other Pennsylvania caller had to say. I didn't know about Rendell hiking the taxes on us. First of all, the movie you were thinking of was Eraser.
Yes, it was Eraser.
And it's a great movie. And second, when you had Gerald Celente on, he mentioned that Fiat buying Chrysler could be a good thing because they had a couple models, I guess, that would benefit them. But Alex Jones had mentioned that Fiat buying Chrysler was, in fact, a bad thing. And I've seen lists online of, like, Bilderberg meetings from, like, 96, 97, and has, like, Giovanni Agnelli, the founder of Fiat, and his grandson on the list as being involved with Bilderberg. And I was just kind of curious as to why maybe he would have said something like that.
Not everybody is 100% in the know on everything, and I don't think everybody's perfect. I'm not necessarily even sure that that's a blind spot. I think that just might be an interpretation based on the information that he has. Everybody's going to agree, and I think, you know, just like anybody, well, I wouldn't say anybody, but anybody that I would have on this program, well, not anybody, because some guys I agree with less, but, I agree with about 90% on what Celente has to say. About 10% I'm kind of out there with, like, he was talking about, like, no matter what, there was going to be some kind of plague on this earth just from all the GMOs and everybody being unhealthy. And yeah, that's a possibility, but I don't know if that's actually a probability. I think it would be more likely, you know, they have these shot clinics that are schools and they say it's mandatory for everybody. And, like the previous caller told us, they're going to run drills first to acclimate the public. You know, they already ran the psychological operation where they're trying to make you want to take it. And I think that's more along the lines of where an actual quote-unquote plague would be. I mean, yesterday I reported on the fact that somebody got and died from an 8-year-old kid from the pneumonic plague in New Mexico. Where is that in the mainstream media? UPI reported it. That seems a little more serious to me than the piggy flu if somebody had the pneumonic plague. And by the way, he died. His 10-year-old sister is being treated for it right now. She has it.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, why isn't that being talked about? That seems like a more serious issue.
When that flu came out, I mass texted about 150 people, with just like a real quick blurb about Baxter being involved with the avian flu and how they were engineering the one for the H1N1, and it just blew everybody's mind. And it kind of like
I noticed it only snuck out in one publication in Bloomberg. In late February, we didn't even pick up on it until some of the foreign press started to pick up on it. And then there was one MSNBC story, and, you know, the Czech government there that had first found it said there was no way that this could be a mistake. Meanwhile, you know, Czechoslovakians don't want to take any vaccine. They actually cite Ted Turner at times and his programs to sterilize people and his talks about sustainability. I mean, that's what sustainability is. They want to kill a bunch of us and enslave the rest. That's what sustainability is. We don't get to be the kings. We're not the ones that are special. They think they're the lords. They're the gods. I thank you for the call, Alex. Let's jump to Eric in Pennsylvania. Eric, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hello, everybody. Hey, you had a guy call last night asking about what happens on September 11th.
Yes.
I have a friend of mine. His name is Rick Stein. He's he makes, like, you know, like beats and all that stuff. And he had the idea of on September 11th, let's have like a music event. And then I had the idea of, because I was down there last year, I actually met you. You autographed my $2 bill, which was pretty cool. And on the corner of Vesey and Church, right where Building 7 is at 4 o'clock, between 4 and 6, a lot of people get out of work.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all going to the subway. And it's just this huge flow of people. And I think at 4 o'clock on this September 11th, we're going to stand at that corner, and we're going to have like a freestyle type, you know, like a hip-hop event, and we're going to be holding up 9/11 truth songs.
Well, that would be cool, man. I know that the lead singer from Killswitch Engage, he has a new band, a side project, and they're planning on, I think they booked somewhere in the city for September 11th as well. I think it's the guitar player that I'm in contact with. But, you know, there are going to be some musical events. I don't know if it's going to be as big musically as it was last year. But I kind of left after on September 11th, really, last year after I went down during the morning and into the afternoon. I took off. I didn't stay around for the weekend events. But, you know, that sounds like a great idea, Eric. I hope that more people get behind it.
That's a great band, by the way, Killswitch Engage.
Yeah.
But if you're like a hip-hop person, you know, that's a truther, and you want to meet us on September 11th at Vesian Church, you can contact my friend Rick at myspace.com/arsenics, INX. And it's going to be big, Jason, and I hope you get down there this year, man. And last year was awesome, by the way. Last year was so awesome, Jason.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll make it bigger this year, and I'm hoping on the 10th anniversary we even explode on it. Thank you for the call, man.
Absolutely.
You got it, brother. Let's go to Sherry in Texas. Sherry, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
How are you?
Apparently, a former president for Eli Lilly has killed himself. And he quit Eli Lilly back in 2003, and so I was just wondering if maybe he was thinking about talking about any of the pharmaceutical industry's recent, you know, misdoings, because he was he worked for Eli Lilly from 1990 to 2003.
Well, you know, we broke that story. I think it was like 2 weeks ago when Jones talked about it this week, where top drug companies were talking about neutralizing and getting rid of dissidents or people that were going to cause them problems. So, you know, very, very likely. I mean, that movie, Michael Clayton, I believe it is. Michael Clayton with, who is it? George Clooney. That's all about basically, you know, I think it's Monsanto, you know, drugging all these people and them hiring their own little hit squads and spy squads to do their dirty business. Yeah.
Liquidating
them. That's it's unbelievable. So it's a possibility. I don't know enough about it otherwise.
Well, it's up on the forum. It's under Eli Lilly, August. His name was Gus Watanabe.
Mm-hmm.
Depressed maker of Prozac kills himself.
Oh, the depressed maker of Prozac. Well, you know what? I don't know if I have much sympathy for somebody that put Prozac on the market anyway. Hey, I appreciate the call,
either,
Sherry.
But, you know.
Yeah, I don't hear. Hey, it's a great subject. Go check it out on the forum. Let's see where it develops. Angel in Pennsylvania. Angel, you're online.
Hey, what's up, Jason?
How you doing, man?
I'm all right. I just wanted to get your take on this whole Greg Hoover lawsuit on Glenn Beck. I mean, I heard Alex talking about it earlier on his show today.
Mm-hmm.
Alex seemed to kind of side with him, but kind of was trying to make a small point that he didn't really have a case. I wanted to get your take on the whole thing.
I mean, I'm not a lawyer. Let's see what happens. I don't appreciate Glenn Beck's statements. I mean, he said it took me about a year before I started hating the 9/11 family's victim members, and the next Timothy McVeigh is going to be a 9/11 truther. And, you know, I don't have any evidence, but I do believe that the 9/11 truthers are hailing, you know, John von Braun or James von Braun as a hero. So, you know what? Whatever Beck gets, Beck deserves. And I encourage this guy, and I hope that he's able to accomplish his goal of going after this guy for defamation of character, because he is a big talking head, and right now he's number one in his rankings. He's 5-1 what Chris Matthews does on Hardball at this point. I mean, that's pretty big numbers. But the numbers aren't even that big. I guess the numbers are somewhere like, you know, 500,000 to 600,000 people are watching him live, and then others catch him on the replay, but not as many. So on his TV show, he reaches somewhere around 1 million people a day. I guess that's 1 in 300 in the United States. And then his radio show, I think, might even be bigger. So I encourage the guy, and I wish him much success.
Cool. Agreed.
All right, brother. You have a good night.
Thank you.
Wanted to hit this one up. Illegal music downloaders warned. Internet will be cut off unless you mend your ways. See, Cybersecurity Act, Cyberbullying Act. This one's out of the dailymail.uk. Music web pirates have been warned that their internet service will be cut off unless they mend their ways. The plan has been unveiled by Virgin Media, one of the UK's biggest internet service providers, and follows pressure from the music industry. The measures follow a deal with the world's biggest music company, Universal, which is behind acts like Amy Winehouse, U2, Duffy, and James Morrison. Yesterday, both Duffy and James Morrison artists who have lost out financially. Instead of tens of millions, they only made 15 million this year. Oh, I'm so sorry. Artists who've lost out financially because of web piracy threw their weight behind the proposals. Part of the Virgin deal with Universal will involve the launch of a monthly subscription service, likely to cost £10 to £15, offering unlimited music downloads. So, come on, give me a break. It's just another excuse to go and spy on your ISP. Oh, we've got to spy on everybody because people are stealing music. We have to shut the internet down. We need better regulation. Give me a break. You know, we were talking about the new economy and AmeriCorps and City Year and how they're indoctrinating the youth into this Obama nation. Former AmeriCorps official says Obama removed him
for doing my job. Gerald Walpin was removed by President Obama last week as the Inspector General for AmeriCorps and other service programs. His decision followed Walpin's investigation into the alleged misuse of federal grants by Sacramento Mayor Kevin Johnson, a former NBA star and an Obama supporter and a nonprofit education group he headed. An official responsible for monitoring how federal funds for volunteers are spent told Fox News he was fired by President Obama for doing his job and suggested it was payback for investigating the alleged misuse of grant money by Sacramento Mayor and Obama backer. Now, remember this meeting that a bunch of the mayors throughout the United States had with Obama? It just so happened that the Schenectady mayor was at this meeting with Obama as well, and he was the one that said, you know what, we might just get rid of our police force here in Schenectady, New York, and bring in martial law. That's a good idea. Schenectady right on the border of the Capitol there in Albany. And I was just in Schenectady at the end of April. I can tell you right now, there is no need for martial law, okay? There aren't riots in the streets. I didn't feel unsafe. I didn't feel like, you know, my life was in danger, or that there was some kind of military force there to take over, that we needed martial law. Give me a break. So this reeks. This looks like this guy was going to do his job and possibly report on the fascist activities of AmeriCorps now that they're taking all that GiveAct money. We'll be back after this. Is the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
still following up on this AmeriCorps filing, or firing. Let's see what it says. Walpin said the probe revealed that Johnson misused AmeriCorps' volunteers for personal purposes by having them help his political campaigns and even wash his car. What's this camera angle I have going on here? We just got crazy. Frozen up machine. Oh, good thing it's a short segment because there's going to be a restart in a moment, folks. By the way, we got Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth coming up on the other side of the break for about a half an hour. He's just doing great work around the country. Walpin said the probe revealed, again, he misused these things, and they never disputed it whatsoever. Indeed, the agency itself found out our statements were correct and our findings were correct. Walpin, though, drew criticism elsewhere. After Walpin referred the matter to prosecutors in late 2008, the local U.S. Attorney's Office questioned Walpin's findings, saying they seemed overstated and did not accurately reflect the information he gathered. Johnson's St. Hope Academy released a statement last week after the firing saying Walpin's allegations were meritless and not motivated by an honest assessment of the program. Why would he be gunning after Kevin Johnson if he wasn't doing something wrong? What was he, a Houston Rockets fan? I mean, give me a break. Obviously, this guy was put out of the loop because he went after one of Obama's fans. See, they love sports stars. Sports stars make great politicians. They relate to the everyman. And this guy, remember, you watch these City Year commercials, and they literally have, you know, a young black man going, you know, this is a great program for men of color, young men of color. See, they're trying to recruit the urban movement into this AmeriCorps program. They're the next Stasi force. Isn't it ironic that the Hitler youth were all blonde-haired and blue-eyed? You know, they're the ones. See, they'll use the Aryans. They'll use, you know, the white race just like they'll use the black race. And that's why they're going after, remember, serving on AmeriCorps is a great thing for a young man of color. I mean, you watch people are high-fiving, they're at the football game, you know, they got the jacket on. Weird how they use the same colors, too. Red, white, and black. Very odd. Huh? So they'll use anybody to further their agenda. They don't care what color you are. You're an animal to them. You're a slave. Doesn't matter if you have white skin, brown skin, or black skin. I promise you that. I promise you. And that's why they have to get rid of anybody with integrity in this AmeriCorps program, because that's where they're funneling all this Give Act money into. Well, money is kind of a obtuse term at this point, if you believe the news. Cash to become extinct as chips take off. Cash is accelerating down the path to extinction as new technologies threaten to mark the end of loose change within a decade. Bank and credit union bosses say cash won't be alone, with wallets and credit cards also likely to disappear as well. Remember, at this point, a penny actually takes 1.5 cents to make. So they're going to make the argument that hard currency is just a waste of time and we need to get on a chip program. They'll say it's a card first. You know, just like that commercial I played for the Western Hemisphere card. Oh, it's great. We have a Western Hemisphere card. We're going to have people saying, oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain in the identification card telling you how great and delicious it is. I mean, these people will go to any length to sell you on slavery. They're singing songs of freedom as they put the noose around your neck, tighten it, and get ready to kick out the chair. That's the reality. That is real. You know, and if they're not ready to kick out the chair for you, you know what they're going to do? They're going to put you in shackles and in the line and get you ready to serve your masters, your overlords, just like those who did in the cotton fields back in the day. That's what they think of you. Don't think anything different. They want to enslave your mind first, your body next. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We'll be back with Richard Gage after this.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented New Silver Solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for New Silver Solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tuesday, June 16th, 2009, and we are now joined by Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. He's out on the road working hard to explain to people what really happened to World Trade Center 1, 2, and 7 on September 11th, 2001. And he's really, you know, traveling the country. There are new DVDs to talk about. Where was the last place you hit up, Richard?
Just came back from San Diego, Jason. Hi, and awesome to be here with you today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So San Diego was the last place you were at. Why don't you tell people what you were doing there?
We spoke to, where was it? 230 people in San Diego. Listen to these numbers, Jason. This will blow you away. Out of that many, hold on, I just had it right here. Here we go. We had 17 people who believed the official story that fires and jet planes brought down the buildings. Mm-hmm. Beforehand, zero afterward, because we always do this show of hands. Mm-hmm. We had 29 who were unsure. Afterward, only 3. So it's pretty nice. The evidence speaks for itself. The evidence found at the crime scene in all 3 of these highly explosive controlled demolitions at the World Trade Center on 9/11.
Absolutely. And, you know, I had just gotten an email from somebody I'd actually went to high school with and hadn't talked to in some years just yesterday. And she was telling me, you know, I saw this video against you and this debunker. And one of these debunkers came up to me this year on 9/11. He was like a 19-year-old kid, couldn't look me in the eye, told me there was no molten metal at the scene, told me that there was no temperatures of over 2,000 degrees. And at that point, well, I said, you know, I have this article right here. And I misdated the article, but it was from September 16, 2001, from one of the head FEMA officials, I believe it was the head of FEMA in New York, talking about 2,700 degree temperatures at the World Trade Center. So I didn't, you know, provide the guy with a link or whatever. He said he couldn't find it, so he puts up this, you know, YouTube video. I debunked Jason Vermes. Jason Vermes is a liar. Nowhere did anyone say this. So I finally came across this thing probably about 2 months ago, and I thought to myself, well, you know, I do have this hard article. I got it out of Newsday. I had cut it up. I was going to use it maybe in Fabled Enemies, but I really steered clear almost of any mention of controlled demolition, maybe outside of a little bit of Building 7 in one of the final chapters of that film. But I thought to myself, well, I have it. I might as well, you know, blog this up. So I scanned it in. I wrote a little blog, and I put it out there. And, you know, he never retracted anything. And then I thought to myself today, how many instances we had of actual officials not only talking about the 2,000-degree temperature. You know, we had George Pataki talking about it. We had Giuliani talking about it. We had Ken Holden of FEMA, who ran the initial investigation, talking about, molten metal dripping from Building 6, something we included in Loose Change Final Cut. And then, of course, the scene where you had the firefighters talking about how it was like a foundry, like lava pouring down the channel rails. And I specifically remember watching one of your presentation years ago when you showed the World Trade Center meteorites. Why don't you explain to people what those meteorites were comprised of?
This is pretty amazing. We have Bart Borsanger, an architect, talking about these. He called it a meteorite. He says architects, engineers had never seen this level of destruction in their lives. He called it a fused chunk of molten metal and other substances. It is very clear in, I don't remember what specific show that was, but he's very clear about it. And we have several photos of these meteors that come up, and they rust. I mean, they're not aluminum. It's obviously molten metal. There's no question about it.
Well, I want to talk about the implications of that and these debunkers in general, how they can't admit when they're wrong. I got no retraction when I presented that article as fact. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil, try our 5-pound sampler. Get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
Archives of the InfoWarrior.com, specific article. This is what I'm talking about. And I show the video where I'm supposedly debunked. Oh, I'm a big liar. I always lie about everything, and I can't back up what I'm saying. And this was actually when I posted the hard article, which I'm reading off of. Somebody, you know, basically copied the keywords in it, and a couple other people picked up this Newsday story from 9/16. It was on a Sunday. Here it is right here, and this is out of, who was it? Peter Bakersky, who is, heading up all federal emergency management, administration operations in New York, confirmed the lack of whole or even partial bodies in the World Trade Center debris.
What they're looking at those items are being recovered now are pieces, Baker Sky said. Look, this is a 110-story building. We're still at the top. We're still at the top levels. You probably are only going to find body parts or nothing because of the fire, of the blast. When you're talking about temperatures of 2,700 degrees, what do you have? You have a cremation effect. And that cremation effect is what created these quote-unquote World Trade Center meteors. And again, what did they consist of? They didn't consist of aluminum. It seems to be steel, iron, and then rubble, correct?
Yeah, all of that kind of mixed together. It's quite fascinating. Now, Jason, there are dozens of reports of molten metal at the base of all three high-rises on 9/11, and it's confirmed by Leslie Robertson, structural engineer, speaking to a group of structural engineers at a conference on October 5th. He says, as of 21 days after the attack, the fires were still burning and molten metal was still running. And his associate, Richard Garlock, says the same thing. The debris past the columns was red hot, molten, running. There's structural engineers like Abulhaz and Astani who document the melting of steel. FEMA themselves document rapid oxidation, intergranular melting, a hot sulfur corrosion attack, and even vaporization of steel. Now, this doesn't happen, and steel doesn't even begin to melt until 2,700 degrees. This stuff, vaporization, happens over 4,000 degrees. So the question, the big question, is what produced this? Because we know jet fuel and office fires do not burn hotter than 1,600-1,700 degrees Fahrenheit. So we're talking 2 to 3 times the amount of temperatures required in order to produce all of this stuff. What could have done it? And the only clear answer, for which we have plenty of evidence, is thermite, an incendiary used by the military to cut through steel like a hot knife through butter.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that does seem to make sense. And the latest paper that you guys have out there with unexploded micro thermite and thermite particles in it is quite compelling. It's been peer-reviewed. You're now on tour talking about this. Where's the next place that you're going to be speaking at?
We're going to Seattle on June 27th at the Seattle Town Hall, Saturday night, I think it's 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell people what website you can go to find out more information, get tickets? Because it's crucial if you're listening to this program and you're in an area where the architects and engineers are going to be, where these presentations are going to happen, that you reach out to your friends and family members and take them to this. Because we're not all about preaching to the choir. We need to gain more people while we still can, while there still is free speech in this country, while they have not shut down the internet with the Cybersecurity Act or the Cyberbullying Act that is just unbelievable. Oh, you can't offend somebody on the internet. And let's not forget the Simon Wiesenthal Center directly targeted architects and engineers for 9/11 truth in their video as Al-Qaeda-like terrorists. And then with this latest shooting in D.C., the media mantra is that this guy was some kind of a quote-unquote hero to 9/11 truth. He had nothing to do with 9/11 truth. 9/11 truth has nothing to do with Nazism, and it certainly doesn't have to do with the science of these buildings' collapse. So why don't you give out the website and tell people where they can go to get more information on this Seattle appearance and others?
Yeah, certainly go to our website, which is ae911truth.org. Stands, of course, for Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, which I founded about 3 years ago after showing this incredible information to the first 15 people who saw it, almost at the firm I worked for. All 15 thought I was nuts. Afterward, all 15 agreed with me. God, you're right. These are explosive controlled demolitions. So and they signed our petition, by the way. Eric Lawyer of Firefighters for 9/11 Truth will be there. We'll be speaking together. And you can go to his excellent website, firefightersfor911truth.org. And he has now 50 firefighters, many of which are right from New York. So there's the evidence is just mounting and mounting. The numbers of supporters are building. It's really quite fun. Once you start getting all of this support and people start coming out of the closet and supporting you and say, I knew about this all along, they sign our petition. We have 700 architects and engineers now demanding a new investigation.
Well, it feels good when you're doing something for the right reasons, when there is a struggle in order to get this information to the masses, and you are in some cases laughed at, ridiculed, attacked viciously on your personal character when people don't even, you know you personally. It's quite disgusting. And, you know, I think that we should really go over that story, because I didn't realize that at the firm you worked at, you know, you had 15 other guys with you that you presented this information to. How does that go? I mean, you work at a firm, you work with 15 other architects and engineers, you know, you're an architect yourself, you design houses and whatnot, and they all laugh at you at first. You present the information and you turn all 15 around and they actually sign the petition. Like, what's the time frame on that, and what evidence did you present? Did you just do the little slideshow with them, or did you just kind of start showing them things individually in your spare time?
Well, in the beginning, and they just didn't have enough information to make a decision until you see it all at once. I took a whole hour at lunchtime, bought them pizza. Mm-hmm. And through the course of this early presentation, my God, that was 2.5 years ago. They by the end, it's clear they were stunned. I mean, they didn't know what to do. Yeah, they signed the petition.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's very encouraging, because a lot of people want to point out, oh, Richard Gage is the only architect that does this. They don't have any numbers. Your entire firm, after looking at the information, signed it. Could the entire firm be wrong, folks, after actually looking at the physical data, looking at the NASA thermal imagery, looking at what the officials said and how it does not add up, looking at the fact that it took them 7 years to put out a report on Building 7, a 47-story skyscraper that was the United States' number one spook house outside of Washington, D.C. I can't even go over everything that was in that building because we just don't know. What I can say is that it had the largest Secret Service office in the world. It had the largest CIA base outside of Langley, Virginia. It housed the Securities and Exchange Commission. It was the place where all local government was supposed to go on 9/11 for a terrorist attack or a natural disaster, the Office of Emergency Management. And then we find out that the two people that actually go there, Michael Hess and Barry Jennings, are both on record that day talking about explosions in the building and being rescued by NYPD and firefighters later. You know, we get an interview with Barry Jennings where he talks about stepping over dead bodies in the lobby on his way out. Remember, the official reports don't even have anybody dead in there. And that's how the 9/11 Commission was able to say, you know, we really didn't look at Building 7. We have a footnote about it, but there was no loss of life in that building. That's what Thomas Keane said. No loss of life, so we don't need to look into why that building fell. I mean, how ludicrous is that statement, Mr. Gage, that just because nobody died there, which is a complete and total lie, contradictory to what we know from eyewitness testimony, that we can't put the loss of a 47-story skyscraper that essentially must have just committed suicide. I mean, it fell into its own footprint. That's what buildings do.
Never before in history has an office fire brought down a steel frame high-rise building. Mm-hmm. And this was the third worst structural failure in modern history, not even mentioned in the 9/11 Commission report. Certainly it deserves a fully resourced forensic investigation, but what happens? They take the steel and they ship it, 99.8% of it, to China for recycling before the report comes out. And when the report comes out from FEMA in May of 2002, what does it say? It says, our best hypothesis as to how this building came down, which is fire, has only a low probability of occurrence. Further research, investigation, and analysis are required in order to resolve this issue. And there's no way to resolve it other than through the other evidence, which they didn't bother to print, which clearly points to explosive controlled demolition with thermite. Why thermite? Well, high-energy explosives are usually used to bring down high-rise buildings. The only way we know how to bring down high-rise buildings smoothly, symmetrically, at free-fall speed, by the way, acknowledged by NIST, is with high-energy explosive C4 RDX. But if you didn't want to leave that loud bang of those that material and the loud and the bright flashes that they're associated with, you might use something different that's never been used in a controlled demolition, like thermite, which isn't as bright and doesn't have quite the signature of a boom that the high energy explosives do. Well, we still have explosions heard by witnesses at the base of the building at the onset of destruction. Whistleblower Kevin Bartmer and Kevin McFadden, Craig mm-hmm. Bartmer and Kevin McFadden, and others talk about explosions.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk about that on the other side. I got a bunch of callers here. Tell the screener if you want to ask Richard Gage a question, and we'll go to you on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Go check it out right there, 2700 degrees over at theinfowarrior.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of the Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
That's the way I want to live. It's how I did.
We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We are joined by architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth's own Richard Gage, and we're discussing Building 7. And I just want to go through some of the major contradictions in, you know, the lore of Building 7. First of all, back in 2004, when Popular Mechanics took it upon themselves on behalf of Hearst Publications to attack the 9/11 Truth movement, when they went to Building 7, they went to a man named S. Chaim Sunder of NIST. And S. Chaim Sunder made the false claim that they had pictures of the building that nobody else had, and Popular Mechanics got to see these pictures, never been published, not even to this day, that showed the damage of the South Side, that up to a quarter of the South Side of Building 7 had been scooped out. Now, you fast forward, I believe it is 4 years later when the report comes out, and they have to admit that's false, don't they, Richard?
They acknowledge that the damage, whatever it was not significant, a significant factor in the collapse of the building, because the damage was nowhere near the column 79, which is under the east penthouse, which collapses first. Mm-hmm. So their whole theory has to focus on that area of the building. They also, by the way, pull the rug out from Popular Mechanics when they acknowledge that diesel fuel did not have an effect at all on this building. It wasn't even burning. Mm-hmm. And so this was one of these were the two major tenets of Popular Mechanics debunking, if you will, of the 9/11 Truth Movement. And Chaim Sunder himself pulls these rugs out from under them. And exactly. There's not much left, because what he also did is acknowledge, after having said that if these buildings didn't fall at free fall speed, it's 40% of free fall acceleration. If it would have fallen at free fall acceleration, that would be mean there'd be no structure to resist the collapse. Well, now, after public questioning by members of AE 9/11 Truth and others during their conference, public conference, I think in November, the final conference, no, in August, September, whatever it was, mm-hmm. They now acknowledge, okay, you're right, sorry guys, it was free fall acceleration. The first 100 feet of this building's drop is free fall acceleration. But they don't go back and say, but that means there's no structure. So I guess the structure just magically gave up the ghost. In order for that to happen, the columns have to be forcibly removed, synchronistically timed, floor by floor, in order for a building to drop like a house of cards at free fall acceleration. No resistance. There's 40,000 tons of structural steel designed to resist any kind of a collapse in this building, in fact, with a safety factor of 3 to 5.
Exactly. And you know, that Office of Emergency Management was retooled in 1999. You can see this information in Loose Change Final Cut, where they actually admit that it would be set up, that building alone, the structure, would be set up for a 50-year storm of unbelievable magnitudes, hurricanes, tornadoes, you name it. On the other side of this break, when we take some callers, but I want to also get into the fact that their explanation, this explanation of thermal expansion, is in direct contradiction to what they claim with Towers 1 and 2. I'd like you to explain that to people.
Well, the thermal expansion is these long-span beams. They had to come up with a new phenomenon. So the fires, first of all, that were on the floor 12, they say were out of control during the last couple hours of the life of this building. But the photos and videos show no out-of-control fires, first of all. There's no conflagration. There's 8 to 10 fairly small fires is what they show. But in addition to that, on this particular floor, they're out. They burned out within an hour and a half prior to the building's collapse at 5:20. Mm-hmm. So how could it even happen? But what they say is that these beams expanded and pushed the girder off of its seat on column 79, causing the floor to collapse, about 9 floors, in fact, around column 79. Finally, without any lateral bracing, it just buckles And then the whole thing caves in on the inside under the east penthouse. 400 structural steel connections failing per second required for that to happen. It's ludicrous.
Which is completely impossible. And you don't have to be an architect or engineer to figure that out. All you have to do is watch the videotapes and look at the evidence of molten metal at the scene. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here. Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
And I can't help but wonder, no, will he make a ride? Do all those who lie here know why they died? Did you really believe them when they told you the cause? Did you really believe that this war would end?
All right, we're going to jump to some callers in this segment with Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. It's ae911truth.org. And before we do that, Richard, why don't you tell people about the different DVDs that you have? I believe you have an hour-long version, a 30-minute version, and a 10-minute version.
Yeah, that's our new DVD. It's called the Companion DVD, and it has all of those different lengths of abridged versions on it of the two-hour DVD, which is separate, and it's called the Research Edition. So both you can get a $10 discount for buying both of them at our website, ae911truth.org.
All right, let's go to Philip in Texas. Philip, what's on your mind?
Why did your wife leave
you? Oh, goodbye, buddy. See, you know, we have these stalkers that continue to call the program, people that literally tell family members of 9/11 Truth that they're evil people and they need to kill themselves. People who send offensive material to the office here. I'm not even going to, you know, tell you what that gentleman, and that's using the term rather lightly and loosely, sent to the office the other day. But, dude, get a life. I mean, it's 10:30 my time. It's 11:30 Eastern time where you live. Go spend some time with your wife and kids, please. Let's go to Jason in California. Jason, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, man. Forget about the last caller. Just don't even waste your time with those type of people. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to comment about the thermal hotspots under the World Trade Center debris. Mm-hmm. NASA took infrared images of the World Trade Center 5 days, 5 days after the 9/11 event. On the 16th, they recorded heat signatures analyzed by USGS that exceeded 1,300 degrees Fahrenheit. And they even admit that the temperatures were much higher than recorded due to the hotspots only being about 20% at most of the spatial resolution of one pixel on the remote sensing device used.
Mm-hmm. So that would indicate, why don't you explain that to us, Richard? That would basically indicate, and I thank you for the call, that these 1,300 degree temperatures that were recorded were actually much hotter and more involved.
Well, they're recording surface temperatures 5 days after the collapse of the building. Mm-hmm. Problem is, and these are the hottest temperatures, 1,300 to 1,400 degrees, the hottest temperatures that fires get to, office fires. And yet there's no office fire or any other kind of fire on the surface. So what the hell are they measuring? We're measuring the radiant heat from all of this molten metal that we've been talking about earlier from deep down within the basement, five, six stories down. Mm-hmm. So it's direct proof, which obviously had to have been at least two or three times as hot as these radiant surface temperatures. It is, as your caller suggests, direct proof of extremely hot temperatures not accountable by normal office fires or jet fuel. Jet fuel doesn't burn any hotter than desks or chairs.
And remember, these fires were not put out until late December, which is just unprecedented, correct?
Yeah, they persisted quite long. It was actually quite a mystery. It's a problem for the official story.
And where was this latest fire where it was literally a 50-plus story skyscraper that was engulfed, like a bullet of flames? And the thing was even built kind of weird where it was offset and it looked like it was kind of, I don't know, bent over to the side. That didn't fall, did it?
No, you're referring to the CCTV building in Beijing, mm-hmm. which is 44 stories and completely engulfed in flames for 5 hours at least. And it does not collapse either. No steel frame high-rise building has ever collapsed due to fire. In fact, on the World Trade Center Ground Zero, we have Building 5, which was, I think, a 5 or 6 or 7-story building, mm-hmm. completely engulfed in flames from, you would think, if any steel frame structure was going to melt, it would be that one, come down, but it doesn't.
No, it does not. And, you know, that building that we just talked about in Beijing, it didn't have any molten metal coming off of it either. Yet, in the video evidence from World Trade Center Building 1, I think it is, the second tower to go down, I'm not 100%, but we have the video of the molten metal flowing from the corner of the building like a foundry, again, going down 20 and 40 and 60 floors before you see it dissipating.
We're told by NIST that this is has to be melted aluminum from the jet airplane. But the problem is when you melt aluminum and pour it out, it looks like melted aluminum. It's silvery. It doesn't glow bright orange, bright yellow in daylight conditions at all. So it can't possibly be that. So they are stuck once again.
And yes, Stephen Jones, your colleague, has done extensive experimentation proving this. And that's why, you know, I am big into telling people to go and check out Richard Gage's information, Stephen Jones's information, Kevin Ryan of Underwriters Laboratories information, because that initial investigation by Underwriters Laboratories, you know, they set up a whole floor just like the World Trade Center. They admittedly tried to burn the steel beams for longer periods of time at hotter temperatures, and the best they could do is get the floors to sag. They did not display the same kinds of things we saw on 9/11, did they?
No, in fact, they only sagged about 3 to 4 inches in this highly controlled experiment that NIST hired Underwriter Laboratories to test under ASTM E119. And Kevin Ryan lost his job as a manager at Underwriter Laboratories for making this public. He's a whistleblower. And this is a huge problem. What does NIST do with this experimental test data? They throw it out the window and claim that it sagged 42 inches and use that in their computer data. It's a complete fabrication. They even acknowledge that they do it.
Is that where is that information that they say? Is that in the final report? They say it sagged 42 inches when the initial Underwriters Laboratory report only said 3?
That's right. They use that as the data in their inputs, and they acknowledge it.
That is unbelievable. I mean, that is beyond. That's 14 times as much sagging as was reported. 3 inches to 42 inches. Completely unbelievable. James in Kentucky, you're on the line.
Yes, Jason. I like truth, 9/11 truth. But there's some uncovered things that y'all don't talk about. I don't know if y'all have any aware of or not. You want to know about it?
Go ahead.
The papacy in Rome.
And what does the papacy in Rome have to do with 9/11 truth, sir?
Well, it has to do with the Jews. It shows on YouTube a moving reel of them shaking hands with Hitler and doing the hand sign.
What? All right. We got the schizophrenics calling back. You know, I try to screen the calls for Richard Gage, but, you know, COINTELPRO and them trying to associate us with white supremacists just continue and continue and continue. You know, the Nazis hate me and the mainstream media hates me because I don't want to blame the Jews. Can I just get your feeling on this latest shooting? And I don't know if you saw the Glenn Beck commentary, but I got it posted over
sure
at InfoWarrior.com where he literally says that this guy is a quote unquote hero to 9/11 truth. Zero truth to that. There's not one website out there. Let's talk about how architects and engineers for 9/11 truth especially have been demonized by the mainstream media and organizations like the Simon Wiesenthal Center.
Yeah, and let's just also acknowledge that before we go to Simon Wiesenthal, that we have our own president, Obama, who's saying that let's face it, Al-Qaeda murdered 3,000 people on 9/11. These are questions to be, not to be debated, but facts to be dealt with.
That's right.
So he's clearly being forced to deal with the overwhelming grassroots revolution, really, in this country against the lies that we've been told from both administrations about 9/11.
And let's not forget, he also says those that would question or justify the attack. So, see, he tries to manipulate people into thinking those who would question what happened on 9/11 are trying to justify the murder of 3,000 plus American citizens, when that's not the case at all, blurring the line further.
Yeah, as if we're justifying them somehow. It's like, mm-hmm. What's going on here? And why does Jane Harman's committee on the subcommittee of the Homeland Security have the RAND Corporation, who specialize in counterterrorism, counsel Mark Weitzman of the Simon Wiesenthal Center on how to put together a PowerPoint presentation to convince members of her committee that we need a homegrown terrorism act that's designed to cut down on the internet, because it's being used, after all, by these violent jihadists, which he shows one after the other, and then sandwiched right in there is the good old architects and engineers for 9/11 truth, as if we're one of them.
It's completely insane. And you know, one of the stories that I covered today was that, you know, they're always catching the number 2 and number 3 Al-Qaeda member ever since 2002. They always catch the number 2 or number 3 guy. This is Washington Post, mainline news, CIA mistaken on high-value detainee documents show. The number 3 man in the organization that they were saying in 2002 was an innocent Pakistani. Oh, he only had to be waterboarded 83 times. Abu Zubaydah. So they always throw out these boogeymen, and they never turn out to be the actual guys they're saying they are. But it's all about protecting us from Al-Qaeda and 9/11 truth. Remember, Glenn Beck said we would work with anybody to destroy this country. Simply disgusting. Paul in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, good evening, Jason and Richard. I want to thank you both for the incredible work you're doing. Richard, are these the first 3 steel structures in world history to ever fail from fire?
No. No, the fires have brought down some steel frame buildings, not high rises, not fireproof steel frame buildings.
And they've They've never taken out the actual infrastructure, in other words, the mesh of the building completely, correct?
I forgot the word high rise structures. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. So are these the first three steel high rise structures in world history to ever fail from fire?
Yes.
Okay, well, why is there not an investigation just on that basis alone?
There have been investigations, but they're so heavily controlled. And just like, you know, Richard stated in the very beginning, 99.8% of the steel at the World Trade Center was immediately shipped over to China. By the next day, Giuliani had trucks with GPS markers on them taking the steel out. One gentleman decided to take an extended lunch break and go off of his route, and he was immediately fired. This is all about compartmentalization and a highly controlled operation to cover up what really happened on 9/11. And I don't know if we're ever in this country going to see a legitimate investigation into 9/11. We just have to keep striving for one and waking people up to the facts that actually happened that day. I thank you for the call, Paul.
Jason.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Jason, I have one question for Richard.
Sure.
Richard, what do you think how much evidence is it going to take? What do you really think it needs to come to? What kind of point do we need to culminate on where this actually, I mean, the evidence is just,
what do you think is
going to
be our crescendo point?
When will this start?
It'll start as soon as enough of us call our congressmen, get off our butts, send the AE911truth.org link to every architect and engineer that we can find and everybody else that we know. It's the ground root bottom-up organized effort. Nothing short of a peaceful revolution in this country. And we all have to get involved. It shows you how much control there is when the media and the Congress will not pick this up and do a real investigation.
Absolutely.
I can't give you a date.
Yeah, no one can give a date. You know, I really think that there's going to be a huge resurgence in 9/11 truth on the 10th anniversary of 9/11, as long as there isn't any more false flag terror in this country and we still have a country left. So I think that we have to keep building up to that point. I mean, the 2009 anniversary is really just around the corner at this point. 8 years later, we still do not have justice for the victims and really for the American people. You know, we're the ones that are being exploited and raped here as well. We're the ones that are being sent over to the Middle East to kill brown people that had nothing to do with these attacks. We're the ones that have to deal with the Patriot Act 1, 2, parts of 3, the Military Commissions Act. The fact that now Obama is declaring that there's going to be a cybersecurity czar and a new office, and we're going to have to regulate the internet. And, you know, we talk about Hepting versus AT&T that came out in January in 2006 that admits that the telecommunication companies are tracking, tracing, and databasing everything you do on a computer and everything that you do on your cell phone. And that was just thrown out of court, appellate court, by the way. Last week, June 4th, it's actually almost 2 weeks ago, June 4th, they threw it out and said, you know what? Bush can declare retroactive immunity on his entire administration. Completely illegal, completely insane, completely outside the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Let's go to Kyle in Illinois. Kyle, you're on the line.
How's it going, Jason?
I'm all right.
I just want to say a great program. And, Richard, I heard your conversation on George Norrie about a week ago, I believe it was. And that was a great program, if anyone saw that.
Thank you.
It was really great. I tried getting on, but I couldn't. I guess I have two little points, not too big of a, conversation to, like, get into. But one thing, William Rodriguez, has he any been affected with you in this process of getting, the architects and stuff like that, what happened in the basements?
I don't quite completely understand your question. He clearly documents explosions in the basements. Mm-hmm. In fact, before the planes hit. And this is documented by the government's own information, which is on journalof911studies.com, this seismic evidence.
Hey, Kyle, I got to let you go because of your phone connection. But let me also point out that his supervisor, Anthony Santalamacia, did a lecture and an interview with me. I think it was back in 05 or 06 now that I include as an extra on Fabled Enemies. And you can see it on the Internet for free. It's over at prisonplanet.tv as well. where he clearly talks about these same explosions that William Rodriguez has been talking about for years prior to the plane strike. Let's go to Chess in San Diego. Chess, you're on the line. Or it might be South Dakota. I'm sorry. Chess, you there?
Jason and Richard Gage, your work is just incredible. I've been following it. In fact, we bought 50 of your CDs from you guys.
Thanks, the DVDs.
And really, I want to mention, if you look, I can't remember if it was Tower 1 or Tower 2, another piece of evidence. There's a chunk that comes off towards the top, and it kind of resembles the shape of a business card. And you can watch it as it's, you know, flinging out. It's got this dust cloud, and the whole chunk itself evaporates that way, too. I mean, actual, you know how you said in your video, pieces are being flung 500 feet away?
At 50 to 70 miles per hour, instant ejection out of the side of the Twin Towers.
You still there, Chess? I guess we dropped him. David in Minnesota. David, you're on the line. Yes, David.
Hi, Jason.
Hey.
It's actually from Michigan, but no big deal.
Sorry, buddy.
comment and a question for Richard Gage. One thing that I always heard is kind of a detriment to the controlled demolition hypothesis was that there were no explosions. As far as Building 7, there wasn't the traditional bang, bang, bang from controlled demolition. And I just saw a video on YouTube. It's called Building 7 is Exploding, and you can actually very clearly hear the bang, bang, bang.
Listen, we're going to talk about that on the other side. I thank you for the call. We're going to talk about those explosions at Building 7 and much more. Final segment with Richard Gage of AE911Truth.org back after these messages.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
And I'm living my greed.
Richard Gage, and we were just discussing the explosions recorded at Building 7. What do you have to say about that?
Well, we have, I'll just give you a couple examples. Daryl, a medical student, says that he's heard a sound of a clap of thunder, a shock wave ripping through the building, windows busting out, and then Building 7 starts to come down. He's interviewed that evening after the collapse of Building 7. That's pretty extraordinary. It goes on and on and on. Now, we talked about Barry Jennings, who says he heard explosions blowing him inside the building well before the building came down. Mm-hmm. But explosions going off. Why are explosions going off? There's not that many fires. I think there was some smoke in the building. But this is, I don't know, about noon, was it, Jason?
Yeah, it was actually before noon. He said it was actually before either tower had collapsed, so it was before 10 a.m.
So I don't even know what fires were doing in that building, if there were. Certainly, what are the explosions doing? Michael Hess, as you mentioned, Giuliani's attorney, talked about explosions in the building, too. Mm-hmm. And Craig Bartmer, with the New York Police Department, says, I think I know an explosion when I hear it. This is when the building comes down. He's going, boom, 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 boom. He hears again and again and again. He says there's a lot of eyewitnesses talking about explosions. Mm-hmm. Then we have Kevin McFadden, who says it was like the ground rumbling. You wanted to grab onto something. And he says this is not like floors falling on themselves. This is like a boom, you know. He's just totally describing that. In fact, he heard a countdown prior to this at the line where they were holding people back from, a few blocks from Building 7, and it was a Red Cross worker holding on to the radio. 3, 2, 1. And then the guy actually says, just run for your life. So I guess people started running, and then he said, you heard this loud explosion. And the building came down after that.
In these final couple of minutes, why don't you tell people about the conferences that you've attended where you have a booth and these architects and engineers walk up to you and you explain to them what happened, and most of them don't even know that a third building went down that day, and you have one coming up where there are going to be over 700 architects and engineers attending, correct?
Yeah, we put up some very professional-looking banners at the booth with all of the evidence displayed, and we had these two widescreen flat panel monitors, one showing Building 7 coming down continuously with additional evidence like these explosions and the molten metal and the steel that FEMA found, etc. The other monitor showed the Twin Towers being very explosively demolished, just the opposite of a classic implosion. Well, these architects came by, and we're asking them, what do you think about this? What does this look like to you? And go, oh, controlled demolition, seen it all the time. Well, did you know this was the third high-rise to come down on 9/11? What? No, I had no idea. Nobody knows about Building 7. It's uncanny. They ask about it. We say, yeah, this is 5:20 the afternoon of 9/11. The official story blames eight to ten small fires for this. Do you think that's possible? No way. So we take them through the rest of the evidence, the molten metal, the sounds of explosions. They understand that, you know, you can't have a building come straight down, smooth and symmetrical without blowing out at least all 24 columns within synchronistically timed floor by floor. They end up signing our petition right there. We signed up 60 architects and engineers that weekend. We're going to hope to get up to 100 this weekend, mid-July in Washington, D.C. at the AIA conference. We have been allowed to come in and are being treated seriously now by the American Institute of Architects. In fact, we've been given a speaking event as well as an exhibit space in November at the Richmond, Virginia convention.
AE911truth.org is the website. Go visit it right now and support Richard Gage, Stephen Jones, Kevin Ryan, and others. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger Mike Adams has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Any subject you'd like to call in on. Federal Reserve to gain power under new plan, because you know what's smart? Let's give more power to the agency that is the most corrupt, the most responsible for the financial collapse of the United States of America and the global economy as a whole. Especially, you know what? You know when a good time to give them more power is? When there's over 222 co-sponsors on a bill that would like to audit their criminal activity. That's a good time to give them more powers. When the audit the Fed bill is gaining momentum, when we want to see the paperwork, when we want to see what's actually happening behind closed doors as the minions of the elite hoard the money that they print and buy up the infrastructure. The Federal Reserve, already arguably the most powerful agency in the U.S. government. See, right off the bat, it's a lie. It's not an agency of the U.S. government. Oh, people will argue, oh, it's a quasi-agency. It is a private bank that prints its own money out of nothing. Zero. Zilch. That's what it is. Watch America, freedom to fascism. Understand the truth. So there's a lie off the bat. The only thing that's telling you the truth is it's arguably the most powerful. It is powerful, but it's not an agency of the U.S. government. We'll get sweeping new authority to regulate any company whose failure could endanger the United States economy and markets under the Obama administration's regulatory overhaul plan. Again, this is an attempt for them to go after anybody that's not playing by the rules. This is total dictatorial powers in the new technopoly. That's what this is. The final plan, due to be released on Wednesday, that's tomorrow for those that don't know, which originally aimed to streamline. They love that word, streamlining. We're streamlining everything. Sustainability, streamlining, green. Oh, buzzwords. They're great. And consolidate banking and securities regulation in one or two agencies. Now is expected to sidestep most jurisdictional disputes and simply impose across-the-board standards to be applied by all financial regulators according to the administration and industry sources. So again, as the people wake up to the Federal Reserve, as more and more people understand that they need to protest the Fed, as we have over 222 co-sponsors on 1207, H.R. 1207, audit the Fed, that'll probably get thrown out. But again, we want it on the House floor. We want it at least to get voted on. We'd love to see it passed. I would love to see it get to the point where the president has to veto it and show his true, you know, reptilian colors. And that doesn't mean I think he's a reptile. It means I think he's a monster. You know, he's a very slick talker. He's willing to work for the scum of the earth. He's willing to be a pawn of the elite. The speech reader of the elite. I mean, that's what he is. He is the face of tyranny right now. Like I said, you know, we're going, and I'm going to get into this story next. We're going from a period when the Hitler youth were blonde haired and blue eyed to the Obama youth and CityCorps being, you know, young men of color and, minorities. That's who they're targeting now to do the dirty work of their child Stasi force. And that's a reality. That's not something, you know, I'm making up. That's what we're seeing in commercials, in pop culture. He is the new face of tyranny. When you have kids in military formation wearing red, white, and black saying they are change, watch out. Really, seriously, watch your back. We're going to come back to Pam, Lee, Steve, and more. It's 866-582-9933. Just unbelievable news. You know, we're talking about the technopoly out here. How about roboferrets? We talked about the Pentagon-controlled beetles yesterday. Of course, the robofish, the big dogs. We talked about the ripsaw. We told you about these new bullets that have microchips are going to be guided by lasers today. Why not roboferrets? Back after this.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if and when is upon us. When you can't safely touch anything, and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business. How would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home, and do it in just minutes? Go to Hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to assure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy Hazarid in stores. Order online at Hazarid.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
Right here, they're linking up the green movement with the youth corps development. Oh, New Orleans program links green jobs, youth development. New Orleans resident Jordan Walters quit his sales job this year to join a youth service program that would allow him to explore a field he believes will be recession-proof renewable energy. In a way, he's right. You know, it is going to be recession-proof because you're going to have to live on a lower standard. You're going to have to drive a different kind of car, live in a different kind of house, have a one-child policy. not have as much garbage. You're the problem. You and your carbon footprint, slave. You're the problem. You're the issue. Join the Youth Corps. Mainstream news. All right, so I promised a little robotic drug ferret action. Here it is. This is out of PDDnet.com. A new type of robot being developed will make it easier to detect drugs, weapons, explosives, and illegal immigrants concealed in cargo containers. Dubbed the Cargo Screening Ferret and designed for use at seaports and airports, the device is being worked on at the University of Sheffield with the funding from Engineering and Physical Sciences Research Council, the EPSRC. The ferret will be the world's first cargo screening device able to pinpoint all kinds of illicit substances and is first designed to operate inside standard freight containers. So the technopoly grows. And as it grows, by the way, people are asking for IP addresses and online customer IDs. This one's out of Vegas. A Nevada newspaper says it has been served a federal grand jury subpoena seeking information about readers who posted comments on the paper's website. The Las Vegas Review-Journal reported Tuesday that its editor, Thomas Mitchell, plans to fight the request, which the newspaper received after reporting on a federal tax fraud case against business owner Robert Kerr. So they want to go after the IRS protesters, too. That's a big thing. They like going after the patriots, the people against the IRS, the people that have seen America freed into fascism, the people that understand what the MIAC report really is, and these other DHS Fusion Center documents are, and who they're targeting, and why. They like to demonize them. All right, I promised calls. You're going to get the calls. Pam in Wisconsin. Pam, you're on the line.
How you doing, Jason?
I'm all right.
Okay. Anyway, the reality is that God is in the world right now. He's in Australia. And in some of his videos, he's got the discussion of 9/11. He's got three videos on YouTube of Michelle Nye explaining why they targeted that date and specifically to do 9/11. And the reason why they did 9/11 that day was because that was the day that Mary was conceived with the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. The last prophet was Michael Nostradamus, who in the videos, 13 videos that God has on YouTube at Michelle Knox, he discusses the lost books of Nostradamus with a full interpretation, which no other scholars in the world have figured out except him, of course.
Yeah, he's got all the secret info, huh? I'm sorry, I'm just not buying it. I thank you for the call. All this prophecy, you know, Jesus mixed in with Nostradamus talk. It doesn't, you notice how my eyes didn't perk up? You notice how I didn't jump on the bandwagon? Because that's what's called a conspiracy theory. That's a conspiracy theory, folks. That's somebody saying that they have the information that nobody else has, and look at me, I'm so special. Nostradamus and Jesus somehow apparently involved in the dates of 9/11. Conspiracy theory. What I do is I find mainstream articles talking about the science of what happened to the World Trade Center, and people try to lump me into the craziness. Well, I'm sick of it. I'm not going to be lumped into the craziness. I'm not going to placate to people's egos and say, oh, that sounds very interesting. Doesn't sound very interesting to me at all. You know, I know there is an occult background behind the elite and that they are into numerology, but don't tell me about prophecy and somehow. Did she say that God is in the world in Australia? I kind of missed the first part because it was a little low, but my God, indeed. Let's go to Lee in Texas. Lee, you're on the line.
Hey,
what's
got
up, man?
Here that you may want to check out. I am fuming over this. Mm-hmm. This is an area news story. They've got one of the TV stations has a story about a 21-year-old woman who died when two hospitals in Port Arthur refused to treat her.
Okay, why did they refuse to treat her? Well, first of all, what was the issue with her, and why did they refuse to treat her?
Let me see it here. Gallstones.
So she had gallstones, and they wouldn't treat her? I mean, well, that is the America. If she doesn't have insurance, they're just going to put her to the back of the line and tell her to suffer. I mean, this is the slave state. I mean, the new legislation they're trying to pass on health reform says that if you refuse to get the state, if you refuse to get the insurance that the state provides, they're going to start fining you. I mean, it's the new America.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not down with it either. I wish it wasn't on the Aryan News. I mean, You know, I'm not pretty much down with their sources, but you don't have to go to the Aryan News to see that they're mistreating people, not only in hospitals, but in police situations. I mean, you know, you look at how many people are getting tased. Did that 72-year-old grandmother need to get tased? No, she did not. You know, let's get around people just for a second. I thank you for the call. I have these two stories right here. This one just out of control. This is the actual dog. This is out of the Inquisitor.com. Hopefully we'll throw this on there. This is the dog. You see this little dog? This is a dog that's probably less than 3 pounds. A 5-year-old, Jack was the pet of the Bullock family. He was a Chihuahua cross dog. Okay. He bought the dog several years ago and was now, it was for his 12-year-old son. I'm sorry, the dog was a whole 5 pounds. The cop decided to not only tase the dog, but then shoot the dog afterwards. You know, that dog was a real threat. The 5-pound Chihuahua. That dog right there, PrisonPlanet.tv, he needed to be taken down by the state. He was an enemy of America. And, you know, we can show you videos of Iraqi troops taking a puppy and tossing it off a cliff like a real tough guy. I'm real happy for you, tough guy. You can throw a puppy off a cliff. And then you got to hear people like Michelle Malkin saying it wasn't a real puppy. It was a doll or it was computer generated. Putrid. Disgusting. Unacceptable. And here's yet another. This one was, what was it? It was one of those Dachshunds. You know, one of those wiener dogs. There's the actual dog right there. Yeah, apparently wiener dogs are vicious now too. You know, wiener dogs. We shoot wiener dogs in this country because they're with Al-Qaeda. That's how we roll. All right, let's jump to Steve in New York. Steve, you're on the line.
Yeah, hey, what's up, Jason?
How you doing?
I just want to make two comments here. I just saw a program last week, Law and Order, Special Victims Unit.
Okay.
And supposedly some psycho guy who killed a lady was a conspiracy theorist, so they got a warrant to check his apartment. Mm-hmm. And they looked at his computer, and guess what he was looking up?
Oh, 9/11 Truth, huh?
Not 9/11 Truth, Bilderberg, and Vatican.
Oh.
And he showed the sites. So that was the only three things he was looking up. And the other comment I want to make is about the DHS report. Mm-hmm. It's so broad that everyone can fall into it. Because
every single person, a lone group terrorist, anti-technology, hacktivist, if you are anti-illegal immigration, in other words, you believe in the immigration laws that are currently enacted in this country, you're also an extremist and a terrorist. If you're against abortion, you're an extremist and a terrorist. I could go on. I mean, it's absolutely everybody in the country if it wants to be.
My point on that was, if my single issue is I don't like another dog urinating in my lawn, I'm a single issue terrorist. That's all I care about, you know? Everyone fits into it, you know?
I'm with you, brother. I'm with you 100%, Steve. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Israel in New Jersey. Israel, you're on the line.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Jason?
Good.
I'm calling because I'm an ex-Freemason, Jason, mm-hmm. and I'm calling because I'm now born again. I know this is a secular show, but I just want to have a quick comment. It's just the fact that there was a gentleman by the name of Pastor Jamal Harrison Bryant. He's on the TBN network. I was watching him, and he got up in his pulpit and told his congregation that God is now starting a new world order. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't believe it because I've been in Masonry, and I know that now that they're sending their minions from TBN to the churches all over to announce the new world order. So we are.
Well, how does explain to me how Masonry, for instance, intertwines with this new world order agenda? In other words, how far in Masonry were you when they started talking about this idea of a new secular order?
I was actually on the 29th degree mm-hmm. of Masonry. And, I, you know, plus I have studied other things, you know, all the way up to the 90th degree. I know about the 13th, the Council of 13, and so forth and so on. Mm-hmm. And everything that you guys, between, Alex Jones, yourself, and Tex Mars, and all the other great guys that's out there, you're telling the truth. And, one thing that, your show doesn't put out, which I understand, but it's kind of vulgar, the initiations, Jason, are really excruciating. They're very demonic. They're very painful. Mm-hmm. And, you go through a whole lot as far as physically. But as far as it's tied into the New World Order, because the Masons are actually the ones, the minions that they use to institute all the way down to the local levels.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand that. You know, I just wanted you to describe that for the audience as somebody who's gone through some of these rituals and these initiatives. And for instance, you know, the Masani Chip program is out there, MasaniChip.org, where basically they want everything they can from your child, you know, a piece of hair, their dental records, their DNA, a blood sample, and they're saying this is to help the kids. What this really is about is tracking, tracing, and databasing the entire populace and indoctrinating the youth into this system.
Yeah, that is so true.
What lodge were you in, by the way?
I was in Lodge 259 out of Texas. Out of El Paso, Texas. Yeah.
Well, very interesting stuff, man. Hey, I thank you for the call. I'm going to jump because we're about to go to break. You know, there's somebody who converted out of Masonry. He actually got into some pretty upper echelons. 29th degree is no fooling. You know, a lot of Masons will tell you it doesn't even go to the 29th degree. The majority of my friends, and not that I have that many, but the guys that I went to college with, after the first three rites, they were done. You know, they didn't want to go beyond the Scottish rite of Masonry. We're going to go to Tim, Matt, Chris, and others on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild, wild, wild. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild. 21 guns, box made of pine. Letter from the government sealed and signed. Delivered Federal Express on your mother's doorsteps. 21 guns, box made of pine. Letter from the government sealed and signed. Delivered Federal Express on your mother's doorsteps.
Virginia, the call line is 866-582-9933, wide open phones, and I'm going to read this article on the other side out of The Guardian, again, demonizing 9/11 truth and trying to associate them yet again with hating the Jews and white supremacy, just completely and totally disgusting. Tim, you're on the line.
How you doing tonight, Jason?
I'm okay.
I'd like to give kudos to you and Richard Gage. I think you all are real patriots.
Well, thank you.
And the reason for my call tonight is I am calling to defend the state of West Virginia.
Okay.
I'm sick and tired of princes calling and interrupting your show, wasting the time of people that are really trying to do something for America. I am really, really tired of it.
I am, too. And you know, it's every single night at this point. And like I said, I don't want to get into what he's... He mailed something just out of control, outrageous to this office. And, you know, I hope he gets prosecuted for it because it was disgusting.
Well, I certainly do, too. But I just want your thousands and maybe even millions, but definitely thousands of listeners to know that the state of West Virginia has sent more people into battle in these false flag wars and so on and so forth than any state in America. We are a very patriotic people. We're a stand-up type of people, and he is giving a bad name to my state, and I am really upset about it. And I just want everyone out there to know that people in West Virginia have a higher IQ than Forrest Gump and Prince. You know?
God bless really. You, Tim. Thank you for the call.
And listen, don't cut me off too short. Yep. I've got a friend that I went to high school with here in West Virginia, and he ended up in Orlando, Florida. He came back for a 25th year reunion, and I was the designated driver, and I like to drink like the next guy, but I took him and another buddy so they could drink and offered myself up as the sacrificial lamb as the designated driver. But Joe, his name's Joe, he's from Orlando, Florida, and he just tickled the heck out of me because he said, you know, when you meet a person and you ingratiate yourself and you start a conversation, he's like, what are you doing now? And Joe said that West Virginia is the only state in the nation that a career path is getting a check. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you right now, Princess is getting a check, and he's living on the dole of my tax money. And I live in central West Virginia, and I don't know what part of West Virginia that sucker's from, but if he'd like to come up here to central West Virginia and get a personal education, I'll give him one.
Awesome, Tim. Thank you for the call, sir. We're going to jump to Matt in Pennsylvania. Matt, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I have quite a few dots to connect, so I'll try to be quick.
Mm-hmm.
You're aware of Operation Blackjack, that cartoon?
Sure.
And next week there's supposed to be
NORTHCOM drills.
Okay. So everybody thinks that because they said that NORAD was having drills on 9/11, and in London they were doing drills on 7/7.
Mm-hmm.
So people were surmising that they're having drills next week, and there was Operation Blackjack talking about June 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
In Operation Blackjack, Part 4, Frame 15, mm-hmm. It shows a picture of the ID card.
Yes.
The numbers on that ID card are hexadecimal code.
Okay.
If you type that into a hexadecimal code to text translator,
mm-hmm.
it translates to... This is not simply entertainment.
Is that true? Well, explain. I'm listening to you, man. Well, explain to me what hexadecimal code is exactly, please.
Go to Google and type hex to text. The first link that comes up is a binary hexadecimal translator.
Okay.
You know how binary is all zeros and ones, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's kind of like the Matrix, except for not Matrix code. Binary code is comprised of zeros and ones, and the theory is that binary code can represent anything.
Yes, it can. Hexadecimal is pretty much the exact same thing, but instead of zeros and ones, it uses all of the numbers and letters in a code form. If you type all the numbers and letters from the picture in blackjack of part 4, frame 15, into the hex box of that converter and hit convert, it translates to the text of, this is not simply entertainment.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, that sounds like a great thing to send to writers at Infowars.com or articles at Infowars.com and both, and possibly we'll use that as an op-ed piece. Please do a screen capture of the part 4 page that you're talking about. Show the website, give the link, do another screen capture of what it actually says, and hopefully they can post that over at Infowars. If they don't, send it to me at myspace.com/Jason Burmis or Facebook.com/TheInfoWarrior, and I'll even post it on my blog because that is super interesting, my man. We're going to come back. We're going to go to Chris and others, 866-582-9933.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders sling test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barred curtain, nor the craters beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the media these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
And we are back. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. Long segment. This one's out of The Guardian, and it was printed on Sunday, June 14th. I had not reported on it yet. The unlikely friends of the Holocaust Memorial Killer. Okay. Yet, for all its roots in neo-Nazism, von Braun was also a transitional figure who typified a wider range of forces than I can adequately squeeze into the far right label. He was an enthusiastic truther. Again, no evidence of this, and especially no evidence that anybody supported him as a 9/11 truther, saying he was a hero. Again, he walked into a museum and killed a security guard who maybe was making minimum wage. This is not a political action. This is the action of a madman who went on the net to deny that the Al-Qaeda attacks on New York and Washington had surprised the conspirators in power who secretly controlled America. Unfortunately, that is true. Al-Qaeda attacks on New York and Washington. Give me a break, man. Come on. Al-Qaeda? Really? We're going to get to that in 1 second, actually. But I want to read more of this because it just gets more and more disgusting. The 9/11 truthers von Braun joined have a far greater appeal, however. Admittedly, they do not seem appealing at first glance. In fact, they seem like nutty geeks with wild eyes who consistently film public meetings in the hope that a member of the establishment will admit to being part of a global conspiracy in an unguarded moment. No, what we do is we talk to real political officials about real issues and ask them pointed questions that they often don't want to answer. You know, just like Newt Gingrich when he's asked about the Bohemian Grove. Oh, I don't go there. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. My picture's in there, and yeah, I do go there, but I don't go there. I'm a Christian conservative. Or when we talk about Building 7 to Thomas Keene, and he said, oh, we didn't see any evidence of the kind of thing that you're talking about. There's no loss of life in that building, total lie. So we didn't really want to investigate that at all. You know, you don't bring those up or like he says later. He honestly says this, when I argue with truthers, I point out as gently as I can that they are the children of Holocaust deniers. Again, desperately trying to associate 9/11 truth with Holocaust denial and white supremacy. They have done this from day one when people questioned the attacks, and they think they're going to have success with this. I promise you, they will not. They will not. On the surface, you know, they have all the idiots out there, the people who are just totally blind to what's going on in the world going, oh, these 9/11 truthers, they don't believe in the Holocaust. Oh, no. And then, oh, they're bad people. Oh, these 9/11 truthers. They even bring up, you know, the 7/7 attacks in London and how many people realized that that was an inside job. You know, but we're all dangerous. We're very dangerous. We want to bring down the country. And the reason I'm covering this one is because, you know, The Guardian is a huge paper out in the UK. In fact, The Guardian is the one that sent Charlie Skelton out to the Bilderberg Group, where he got an unpleasant surprise that, oh my God, these are the rulers of the world. This is heavily secured. And why aren't people making a big deal out of these meetings? And yeah, accused 9/11 mastermind. This is out of the Miami Herald yesterday. I make up stories. Let me repeat that. I make up stories. Accused Al-Qaeda mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, number two in the attacks. This is the numero doso. Remember, number three that we were just talking about was completely mistaken, had nothing to do with 9/11 or Al-Qaeda at all. Number three. This is number two. This is the guy they've demonized in the media now for over 6 years. This guy right here, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. He complained that interrogators tortured lies out of him, though he proudly took credit for more than two dozen other terror plots, according to a newly released section of government transcripts. These are out of the transcripts, if you believe those. I make up stories, Mohammed said at one point in his 2007 hearing at Guantanamo Bay. Oh, nothing controlled at Guantanamo. Oh, no, yeah, the military tribunals there are very fair. In broken English, he described an interrogation in which he asked the location of Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. Where is he? I don't know, Mohammed said. Then he tortured me. Then I said, yes, he is in this area, or this is Al-Qaeda, which I don't know him. I said, no, they torture me. Yet at the same military tribunal hearing, Mohammed ticked off at least 29 terror plots in which he took part. The transcripts were finally released as part of a lawsuit in which American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, is seeking documents and details of the government's terror detainee programs. Previous accounts of the military tribunal hearings had been made public, but the Obama administration went back and reviewed the still secret sections and determined that more portions could be released. Most of the new material consists around detainees' claims of abuse during interrogations while being held overseas in CIA custody. CIA custody. And then they actually talk about this Abu Zubaydah, this guy who was supposed to be the number three guy, not the number three guy. All right, let's jump to some callers over here. Chris in Indiana, you're on the line. Or Iowa, I'm sorry. Yes, Chris.
Hey, Jason, I just wanted to mention a couple more books. I'd like to call in and tell people to get some stuff to read. The Politics of Heroin. I think I heard you talk about it one time.
I talked about it tonight, actually, in Afghanistan and the fact we deal the drugs.
Oh, yeah. Well, I like to tell everybody, you know, you get your hands on this book and you start, you know, realizing as you read through it, I'm about, maybe about halfway through it. And you're about 400 years worth of history of the drug trade in the space between Europe and China, which is basically with the deciding factor on whether you'll be able to win a war in that area is whether you control what drugs are being moved around there. If you can make everybody in the entire area pay you to live there with poppies, you can turn around and turn it into heroin and sell it to whoever you want and do whatever you want with the money.
Absolutely. And it's black op money, too. It's black market money. It helps to fund these covert operations and this international intelligence organization that carries out these black ops, literally the tools of the invisible empire.
Yeah, it's the same drug war that we got going on here. It's just with more things than just heroin.
The cocaine, the heroin, the pharmaceutical drugs, the marijuana is not completely regulated, but listen, when they did the Iran drug, or the Iran-Contra affair, they were running marijuana out of Panama as well as cocaine. So, you know, they are intimately involved with the real drug dealing in this country. It is the smaller drug users and small-time dealers and smaller cartels that don't pay their cut that end up in this privatized prison system that they further benefit from.
Oh yeah, it's a giant, you know, circle that spirals downward into, you know, where we're at right now.
And, absolutely.
You know, I tell everybody they need to read The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America and at least, you know, go to the library and pull it off the shelf and just read some of the appendices in the back, you know, because some of them are only 5 or 6 pages long. But there's one in particular, the difference between traditional education and direct instruction. You know, not direct instruction from a teacher at the front of the class. It's direct instruction focuses on a narrow curriculum, which in particular subject is introduced via stimulus of a particular response from
the thing that they don't want to teach is critical thinking. They don't want people to absorb information and then think about all possibilities for themselves. They would rather direct them in one narrow path where they cannot see the bigger picture and understand what's really going on. And this is how compartmentalization works. This is one of their modes of control. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Bernie in New York. Bernie, you're on the line.
Hey, what's up, Jason?
How you doing, man?
I was calling to tell you, I just got off the phone with one of my friends. Like, I gave him the Obama deception. I gave him the end game. I gave him the loose chains. I even linked some of the articles on InfoWars to him. And he has the cojones to come and tell him. He goes, oh, you actually believe what these guys are telling you, man? Those are all lies. Obama's doing good for this country. I got so frustrated. I just wanted to break my phone.
Did he even watch the films? Or did he just turn them on for a moment?
He watched them with his wife. He watched them with his friends. And like, they're all telling me, oh, you believe these lies. I can't believe you're watching this stuff. You know, you could go to jail for this kind of stuff. I'm like, are you serious? I mean, this is not treason. We're a free country.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to enlighten you so later on down the road, you won't be one of the slaves.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if he just went to the websites and saw the viewpoint that they were spewing and told you that he watched these films. I mean, you ask him what the opening scene of the Obama deception is and see if he can actually tell you. I don't think he could. I would suggest for 9/11 Truth to get him started. You know, my film Fabled Enemies doesn't deal with controlled demolition. It just deals with the international intelligence cartel that pulled off 9/11 9 ways from Sunday. Everything in there is mainline documentation. It is irrefutable. No one in the world has been able to refute anything I said in that documentary. Nobody can take me on in a debate. I haven't seen any papers on it. I've seen piss poor attempts at debunking by these people that are obsessed with their own lies, that say that they're the height of honesty, but then they'll openly lie and joke about it and then rub one out on a forum and pat each other on the back and tell each other how great they are. I mean, let's be honest. That's what that's all about. It's all about hero worship, about how smart I am. Oh, I'm so intelligent. That's why I don't get on these forums, and I just can't get into all that stuff. I do this because I feel like I have to. There is just not that many people out there who can convey this message, who want to spend this much time on this material, because quite frankly, a lot of it is depressing. A lot of it is tough to deal with. A lot of it is hard to understand, hard to grasp, hard to deal with. But you know what it is? It's reality. I'm a big boy. I wear big boy pants. I don't go to bed at night sucking my thumb and crying on my big pillow. You know what I mean? So I've got to step up and be a man. I can't just be an eternal boy like so many adults have chosen to do. I can't just wake up every morning and say, you know, the best part of my day is going to be kicking down a six-pack and watching the game tonight. I can't say the best part of my day is going to one of these malls and getting a trendy haircut where, you know, I put a little highlight in there and I scrub it up like I'm a bad boy. That's not that cool to me. You know what's cool? Cool is being informed. Cool is understanding what's going on in the world. Cool is fighting tyranny. Cool is standing up for your rights, for the Bill of Rights, for the Constitution of the United States, for a better tomorrow, for a free humanity. And everything these people do is against free humanity. It is about enslavement, not empowerment of the average citizen of the quote-unquote world, because they want to have you be a world citizen. They want this about internationalism and globalization and their ultimate goal of a new world order. Bernie, I thank you for the call. Here's a report out of KCCI.com. 900-acre lake project proposed. They want to take Iowans' homes so they can have a luxury lake project. Local officials who unsuccessfully tried to seize land for 900-acre lake in south central Iowa 3 years ago are trying again, and they'll probably be successful. They love to throw people out of their homes, this time saying that they need it for drinking water. Oh, they need it for drinking water. We can't ship in drinking water. This is the greatest place that we could fluoridate the population. Pete Sanford of rural Osceola brought his acreage, he in the area, and proposed the lake some 20 years ago. That's why I bought it. All this to hunt and fish and just live in. It's just a neat place, said Sanford. I'm with him. I understand what he's saying there. That's a cool thing to do. You want to have your own little piece of nature. Nothing wrong about that. That's truly what the American dream is about. Life, liberty, and happiness. Owning your own piece of land. Stanford's wife, Cindy, was at the state house on Monday fighting to keep their home. The way they've done it, I'm going to fight them, said Cindy Stanford. There's a typo in there. It's Stanford and then Sanford. Cindy Sanford. The Sanfords are fighting a plan to transform their home and the area around it in the 900-acre lake. While lake backers said the project is designed to provide drinking water, opponents said backers and rebranding a recreation lake a drinking water reservoir so they can use the government's eminent domain powers to take the needed land. And that's what it is. They want to use eminent domain and kick people out of their homes. Clark County officials proposed creating the lake near Osceola in 2006 as a way to lure tourists to the region. Yeah. Tourism's going to be booming in the United States the way the economy's doing. Give me a break. Big cities are getting crushed. I mean, New York might survive, but you look at the California economy. We have people who work within social services calling this program saying, oh, yeah, in the last, 6 to 12 months, we've seen a quadrupling of people asking for food stamps and asking for WIC and asking for Medicaid. They never thought that they were going to be doing this. You know, they lost their homes. They don't have any jobs. They can't pay their car insurance. These were middle class people, Jason. These were people that, you know, thought the system worked for them. These were the yuppies that Alex was talking about only months ago. And now they're part of the state system. And remember, you're seeing this commercial push to pull your children in as well. Oh, you don't want to join City Year? Don't worry, there'll be mandatory service for you. HR 1444 is in right now, setting up a panel to suggest mandatory service for everybody. In fact, in this documentation, they say they're going to try to promote mandatory service for the baby boomer generation. 50 to 62 years old. Do you understand? Literally geriatric people. I'm not saying all 50 to 62 year olds. I'm not that far away from 50. I'm only 20 years away, really. I'll be 30 in God, I don't even want to say it. It's like a, less than a month and a half. My God, I'm going to be 30. Jeez. But 60-year-old men and women are going to have to do mandatory service for the state, for our gods, our lords. Haven't they done enough in their lives? But that's the plan, H.R. 1444. We've got a Bobby Bloggins over at theinfowarrior.com. All right, let's take another call. Let's go to Kevin in Indiana. Kevin, you're online.
Hello, this is Kevin, Belle Plaine, Iowa.
Hey, Iowa. I'm sorry, man.
Anyway, I'm calling to let you know that they pulled Zycam from the shelves, and it's the one really good nose gel you can put in your nose to avert the flu.
Really? Now, this is a flu medication to go into your nasal to kind of open up your nasal passages? Is that kind of thing?
No, it's not to open up your nasal passages. What it does is it's a salve with zinc in it, and you put it in your nose, and it kills the virus where it grows, and there's just no way to get the flu when you put this. And I've had this product for a long time, and they pulled them all from the shelves. If you go to Walmart right now, I mean, they have them in stock, but you can't buy them. When you get up to the counter, it says the product's been recalled because 135 people have filed suit, and it's a stupid thing because what they have done is they have actually these 135 people, I feel like they need to be researched to see if they were bought off, you know, because...
Well, what are they saying the side effects are? Why are they recalling it?
Oh, they're saying that it reduces your ability to smell.
Oh, no, God forbid.
It doesn't reduce your... It does not reduce my ability to smell. Mm-hmm. I have a very good sense of smell.
And even if it did, even if it did such a thing, what's the danger in that? Oh no, you can't smell the McDonald's they're trying to sell you in Walmart when you walk in.
No, they're saying that the danger is that you can't smell natural gas.
Well, the real issue is that they would rather have you take the flu shot, which in the Mayo Clinic studies actually is three times more likely to give you the flu. They'd much rather you get sick than you be well. They don't want you to be well, and that's what's behind that recall, I guarantee it. I thank you for the call, Kevin. We're going to come back with the final segment of the Info Warrior, doing a little overview of what we covered tonight. So much, if you missed any of it, there's a little podcast on the side of theinfowarrior.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Trouble so hard, ooh, Lord, trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lord, trouble so hard, ooh, Lord, trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
The assassination attempt of former President Jimmy Carter over on the Gaza Strip. We covered these new weapons, XM-25s, that literally have microchip bullets that are laser guided that go through walls and around them. It's just unbelievable, but true. Exploding bullets, by the way. We covered eminent domain. We covered the Federal Reserve getting more and more power. We covered the demonization of the 9/11 truth movement. We had Richard Gage on for an hour talking about his trials and tribulations. We talked about tough guy cops tasing then shooting a 5-pound chihuahua. This puppy didn't. I'm a dog lover, folks. I got 3 dogs. You may have seen me on the program with my latest pit bull, LJ, Little Jenny Justice. She's number 1 in my book right now. It's just horrifying. You know, if you ever do come to get me, you know, Jack Boots, please don't kill my animals. Please don't shoot my dogs in the head. At least let them survive, huh? They didn't do anything to you. They didn't speak out against the system. They just wanted to be dogs. I mean, obviously, this is a hardcore, dangerous member of Al-Qaeda right here, this 5-pound chihuahua dog. Give me a break. We talked about Vegas paper being subpoenaed to give up their ID on people who commented on an anti-IRS article. Ooh, don't speak out against the Federal Reserve. Don't speak out against the IRS. We talked about robotic drug ferrets. We talked about the youth core and the green movement. We talked about, again, the Federal Reserve gaining power. We talked about cash to become useless. We talked about the CIA mistaking the number 3 Al-Qaeda. Remember, the number 3 and 2 are always out there. And this guy was completely and totally innocent. We got the New York Times admitting the extent of email surveillance renews concerns in Congress because it's bigger than we ever thought. No, if you're paying attention, you know what's going down. All right, let's take one final caller, Bill in Indiana. Bill, you got the floor.
Hi, Jason. It's actually Idaho. But I want to thank you guys, both Alex and yourself, for really opening my eyes. But I wanted to add on to the Oklahoma thing with the EMTs.
Mm-hmm.
I was returning from work late last year, 2-lane road, came up on a car that was going much slower than I was. I was doing the speed limit, actually. Mm-hmm. And I went around them, past them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's a state police car parked kind of the shoulder slope away from the road here very dramatically. But he's down in there. I had plenty of room to go by.
Mm-hmm.
He swings around and pulls me over.
Mm-hmm.
Questionable pass, he says. Well, I say to him, well, I felt as though there was plenty of room, and I judged it, and I'd made the pass, and, well, here we are.
Mm-hmm.
This officer detained me for 25 minutes. He kept insisting that I must be on some kind of medication or I must be drunk. Now, I don't do either anymore. That's in a whole other story.
Mm-hmm.
But he came to the point And this is what bothered me. He wanted to search my car.
Mm-hmm.
If I search your vehicle, am I going to find anything in there? His question was, am I going to find anything that you need to tell me about?
Mm-hmm.
And he kept hammering this in over and over and over again, all the while keeping me at the back of my vehicle so that I was facing his. Obviously, he had the dash cam. Mm-hmm.
Well, sir, I got to tell you, you're probably one of the luckier ones. I mean, you look what happened to that pastor. You know, he got his windows taken out. He got tased and then beaten on the ground. His head grinded into the floor as, you know, glass shards are coming out of his forehead. They searched the vehicle anyway because they said there's drugs or a dead body in here. And there's neither. Go get the podcast if you missed it. We got the Listen Live 24/7. It's theinfowarrior.com. Thank you all.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.